Last October, my husband and I packed the kids in the car and drove north from Seattle to Western Canada's key wine country, the Okanagan Valley in British Columbia. We brought our son and daughter, at the time 5 and 18 months, respectively. To ease the journey, my husband and I brought along a secret weapon, my mother. A spry septuagenarian, she likes a Chardonnay, a long country walk, and to play with her grandchildren. She also doesn't mind sitting in the back seat of the car. The Okanagan Valley has become a prime winemaking region, thanks to well-drained glacial soil, the temperature-modifying Okanagan Lake that runs through the heart of the valley, and abundant sunshine. Today, there is a broad selection of grapes being grown in the valley because it is a youthful region, still searching for its style. In the northern part of the valley, the winemaking tends to suggest Northern Europe, with Germanic white wines flourishing. In the south, where many of the most coveted grapes are being grown, sun-loving vines thrive. We started at the southern end of the valley. Near the town of Osorios, the arid landscape supports a grassy desert ecosystem with blonde grass, lichen-green sage, and the occasional dark spike of ponderosa pine trees. A long stretch of the former Kettle Valley Railroad has been converted into a recreational trail, which our family explored on foot and by bike. On a brisk morning, snow twinkled on the ground from an early autumn dusting the day before. It was easy pedaling with two tunnels and 18 trestles spanning craggy ravines offering stunning views. In the bright glow of the morning light, gawky young conifers and aspens with shuddering golden leaves pushed skyward, signs of a forest re-establishing itself after a devastating fire in 2003.